isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a master's in philematology and an enthusiasm for the music popular back when my parents went to the lake to watch the submarine races. The act can be one of ritual, symbolism, formality, or merely impulsive, but it's intriguing that this simple physical act can have many interpretive subtexts: romantic, respectful, salutationary, amity, or good fortune. However, in the wrong context, it could be a disastrous gesture with repercussions in today's climate that arguably may not equal the act. It has been mentioned in some of the earliest collections of texts known as the Vedas, as well as ancient Sumerian and Egyptian poetry, even the subject of an 1896 silent film. But in music, more specifically rock and rhythm, it's been on everyone's lips. And with no delusion of the gesture's intent, it's always been about the three A's: affection, attraction, and arousal. You want the best, you got the best on this installment of the Rockin' Rhythm Review as I try to keep it simple, stupid, and do some kissing. Grab your chapstick and pucker up as we go kissing with Billy Boy, The Lamplighters, Herbie Duncan with Red Wells and his Caravans from St. Louis, Jesse Stone, The Falcons, Phil Flowers, The Shangri-Las, Milton Allen, and Ray Charles.
We didn't get to dance. We hardly got to eat.
But we made it just in time for the submarine races.
For a group that counts Joe Stubbs, Eddie Floyd, Mack Rice, and Wilson Pickett as alums, the real star of this 1962 Falcons tune is not any of the aforementioned, but backing group The Ohio Untouchables and their guitarist Robert Ward. Ward's unique tone was exclusive to his magnetone amplifier and its distinct pitch, or FM, vibrato. Let's kiss and make up.
I'm tired of being lonely. I wanna be loved. I miss your good loving, baby. I need you here by my side. You know it hurt me to my heart. Every moment that we're apart. I'm sorry that I did you wrong.
As his 2010 Rock Hall induction states, Jesse Stone's contribution was primarily as a non-performer, although Stone and his nom de plume Chuck Calhoun's legacy is largely framed by his songwriting. Jesse did put the quill down and record this slip-smacking cut for RCA Victor in 1947. Hey, Sister Lucy, what makes your lips so juicy?
Come here, baby. Sit right down on my knee. You know, I've just got to tell you how you've been worrying for me. I've been watching you walk up and down in front of my door almost every day. Now at last I've got you here alone, and this is what I'd like to say.
Hey, Sister Lucy, what makes your lips so juicy?
I've traveled north and I've traveled south. I never seen such a groovy mouth.
Hey, Sister Lucy, what makes your lips so juicy?
Oh, they taste like candy and chewing gum. Pucker up your lips and give me some. Every time you kiss me, your chops start hanging down.
Ma!
If your lips should miss me, baby, I'd fall in and drown.
Splash!
Hey, Sister Lucy, what makes your lips so juicy?
Oh, I'd resist them if I could. They may be juicy, but they sure are good. When she's eating gravy, her face is just a mess.
Ow!
'Cause she's my big mouth baby.
Maybe.
I couldn't love no one else, I guess. It takes a whole yard of lipstick just to camouflage her big chops. 'Cause she's my groovy hip chick, though she's hung kinda heavy with the facial props. But they're soft and fat and tender, and they please me without a doubt. I can't use no lips that's slender. Let them be thick and wide and stick way out. Now when it comes right down to kissing, cushion contact's lots more fun. Let them be made for gliding and glisten. Then they taste just like a stale hot dog bun. She sure ain't lacking, so how should I object? 'Cause when we start in smacking, her lips wrap all around my neck.
Check!
Hey, Sister Lucy, what makes your lips so juicy?
Yes, I'd resist them if I could. Lord, I swear they sure are good. Juicy mouth Lucy, sloppy mouth Lucy. They're big and fat and loose like that. But they sure are good. I mean, they sure are good.
William Billy Boy Arnold isn't the first name, let alone the fifth or sixth on the lips of musicologists when thinking of Chicago harpists of the 50s, but he should be, and as of March 2018, he's the only one still alive. After getting some notice from his early work with Bo Diddley, Billy Boy, a nod to mentor Sonny Boy I, signed with VJ, where this 1956 tune blew forth. Kissing at Midnight.
Kissing you, baby, late at midnight. Kissing you, baby, late at midnight. I hate to leave.
Herbie Duncan never met Red Wells's Caravans from St. Louis prior to their only 1958 pairing on Indiana's own Marvel label. And the auditory evidence confirms that. But rockabilly was never about well-rehearsed, and what resulted was Duncan's chaotic, self-penned masterwork, Hot Lips Baby. Ray Charles was clearly kissing the Nat Cole formula goodbye as his sound began to expand and toughen on his last hit for the Swing Time label. Recorded late 1951 as a duet with an unidentified male singer, likely one of his band members, it was tough enough to go top 10. Kiss a Me Baby.
Well, I wanna be your lover man, so baby, won't you let me hold your hand? Kiss a me, baby.
they signed with Federal Records, they hadn't settled on a name, but when their first single pressed, the label read The Lamplighters. Now why? Rival Aladdin Records didn't mint the name first, I don't know, but Indianapolis native and lead Thurston Harris did give a kiss off to the Lamplighters in 1955 and hopped over to Aladdin. But let's go back to 1953 and this sultry novelty, Smoochie. Kiss a lot of frogs to know whom played guitar on this, but at least I know singer Phil Flowers did his best Little Richard on this 1958 self-penned original. The typical label hopping ensued after his lone single for Wing Records, but it was Flowers' persistence and reinvention as a soul singer in the 60s that provided a lasting, albeit non-hit-driven, career. No kissing at the hop.
Everybody jumping and I'm moving around. A shush into a crazy sound. Jim Dandy trying to steal a little kiss or two. Lucy, I scream, what's wrong with you? She says, stop. We're kissing at the hop. Long tall Sally is having a ball. She's rocking with a cat about 3 feet tall. He said, come down, baby, put your lips to mine. Ooh, over in the corner where the lights don't shine. She said, stop. No kissing at the hop. Can't take it no more. Boney Maroney is a stealing the show. Reeling and a rocking, yelling, don't let go. kissing at the hop.
My little bitty pretty one, she's a mole. Get so excited when I hold her close. She's the one that I really want to squeeze. But when I try to kiss her, she whispers, please. Stop. No kissing at the hop.
I favor original versions and try to obtain the best recordings available for the review. But this 1957 unreleased Classy Baloo cover from obscure singer Milton Allen is a rule breaker. The only digital version is slower and has a tedious fretwork compared to a more unhinged version, seemingly only available on YouTube. And the only thing I can surmise is it came off a rare 80s comp LP, Rockin' on Top. Loving, hugging, kissing my baby.
All I'm gonna do is chase her and catch her and kiss her and hug her and love her and hug her and kiss her. I'm gonna hug her and love her and kiss her.
Hey, all you girls, listen to me. I'm your sweet daddy. Can't you see? Well, I'm loving, hugging, kissing my baby. I'm loving, hugging, kissing my baby. I'm your sweet daddy, baby. Can't you see? Wanna see me? Come over here, where I'm loving, hugging, kissing my baby. I'm loving, hugging, kissing my baby. I'm your sweet daddy, baby. Can't you see?
Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Richard Dawson. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review.
See, Jody, he is kinfolk.
Practically kissing cousins. To you two gals, not him.
Were they a trio or a quartet? What role did their aptly nicknamed producer-songwriter Shadow Morton actually have, let alone legendary songwriting duo Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich? Seems like all lips are sealed on revealing the magic, but the Shangri-La's Two Sets of Sisters featuring Mary Weiss and Morton produced melodramatic, atmospheric teen mini-operas, which the La's sold on sheer attitude. 1964's Give 'Em a Great Big Kiss.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L-U-V.
Yeah. He's good, bad, but he's not evil.
Is he a good dancer?
What do you mean, is he a good dancer?
Well, how does he dance?
Close. Very, very close.